What up? What up, Wo?
What's up, fool? What
How you
good
doing?
with? Man, cooling, man. Been a long day.
Tell me about it, man. What was your day like, man? Well, I know you're taking care of the family as usual.
Yeah, man. You wake up, take care of them kids. This morning, really, like, I just got the kid. I got up, got my wife, got the kid together, and then gave it to their auntie. You feel me? Their auntie came and got them, and been having them all day while we've been working or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Nigga got, I got an album finna drop. Well, first a single album ain't coming to down next year sometime, but I got a single coming out called Georgia to Florida. You know what I'm saying? So featuring Tom G. So I've been working on the rollout plan on that. That come out on April 2nd. So we just, getting everything together.
Georgia to Florida.
Yeah. My two homes, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, I could imagine how that project is about to come out, play out. You know what I mean? Are you gathering some of the talent from these two markets to be part of the situation with you? Or are you
No.
just telling stories from Georgia to
It's
Miami?
no. It just it's it's me featuring Tom G. He from, he from Tampa. You know what I'm saying? So. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to really like make a song because, I mean, when you go to them two, them like them places. You know what I'm saying? Georgia, that's that you get that old black love. You know what I'm saying? Everybody black. You know what I'm saying? You get to see yourself. You know what I'm saying? If you're a person of color, and Florida, you get like it's, again, you get to see yourself if you're a person of color. You know what I'm saying? And you get to get the sun. And all that shit, you know what I'm saying? That's it's dope. But
Ladies and gentlemen,
Tom G go hard. He represent Tampa, like, he put that shit on his back.
no, I'll be watching them. I'll be watching them. Ever since you put me on, I'll be watching them, man. Big shout out to everybody else in the building. Everybody, this is Lil Scrappy, ATL representative. You know where Scrappy from, man. Please follow my guy. He got some new shit about to pop off. And we're gonna let you know about that in a minute, man. But back to that music. So you're working on the singles, you're getting ready for an album. Speaking about singles, I really never got to hear a story about how no problems came about and it just took you to another level that you. What did you think that it was going to go there, or how did that story go come about?
Well, I knew Headbuster was a hit, you know what I'm saying? Because I had the South, like all the hoods in the South just going crazy over it. But by the time I got the No Problem, No Problem was like a little, that was up a level. You know what I'm saying? And John critiqued me a lot because I did three songs before I got there. You know what I'm saying? On that same beat though. On that same beat, I did three other songs. And every time I came to him, Cub was like, that ain't it. I was like, what, nigga, this shit hard. Me and all my niggas, we ain't like the fuck. I'm like, nigga, this shit hard, nigga. This shit the one. I don't forgot the song names that I had, and I wish I'd have kept them because they could have went somewhere else, but I was so lit though, I could do three, four songs and I didn't care. I was like, all right, watch, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So what I did was I put a little swag from up top and down south together to where, you know what I'm saying, and out west. I put all like my favorites in one, you know what I'm saying, when it come to student being a student of the game, you know what I'm saying, listening to what I like, what I be on and shit. And I just was like, shit, I'm gonna put out what they want. Fuck what I'm into, I'm gonna put out what they want. You know what I'm saying? And that shit worked. Cause I wasn't really crunk. I wasn't really no crunk artist. Like John, I had that one song, Headbuster, and he made me that. John made me crunk.
Do you feel like between Headbuster and No Problems, like you came from, I guess, say straight out the gutter, the hood, and do you feel like No Problem was went to crunk, a little commercial?
Yeah, it was well, I'm gonna put it like this. A song is a song. The people make it commercial because they like it so much. You know what I'm saying? Like that motherfucker was gutter at first. Like I was in all the gutter clubs, you know what I'm saying? Like one no big club station, one no big radio playing me. The people, everybody fell in love with it after the video. You know what I'm saying? At first it was just hood club. They loved it in the hood. You know what I'm saying? They streets loved it. You feel what I'm saying? But when that video came out, went up there with the Mexicans in LA, you know what I'm saying? Got down with Game and you know what I'm saying? And we really like, we went to some neighborhoods that niggas in LA didn't go to, you know what I'm saying? So it came across real like how it was, you know what I'm saying? And people fell in love with that shit.
Headbuster, even no problems. Like, did you witness any real altercation situations that happened dead in your face because of those records?
Well, I was in them. I was in them altercations. You know what I'm saying? Like I like all how these niggas be doing now, having their homeboys. I had one incident where two incidents where the people with me brung out them irons, you know what I'm saying? Had to bring out them tubes, you know what I'm saying? Two situations. Other situations, it was, you know, I wasn't hip to, nigga, you in somebody else's city, they gonna kill you. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I didn't even give a fuck, for real. Like, I was into my own energy, and the crowd was giving it back, so as soon as something flew across the stage, or a middle finger went up, or... a fake ass trigger finger went up, nigga. I'm diving in that bitch. I'm fighting, nigga. And I really was into that shit. The niggas I was with, we come from that shit. We was into that shit. We was into fighting that shit. So that wasn't none. That wasn't none. Now I be looking at that shit. I be like, nigga, I could have died, nigga. If nigga was on some other shit, I could have died.
And it kind of got probably even worse with Nuck If You Buck. Am I right? The times was getting even worse.
See, Nuck If You Buck is another one. It's another one of them songs that you know what I'm saying, that you know what I'm saying? It bring that energy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
especially when the girls part come on. Oh man, you looking at every bitch like,
man,
you about to pop off right now.
That was the first song that I seen women. Be like, oh, we joining this shit. Nigga, we should fight too, nigga. Fuck you talking about? I was like, oh, shit. I'm to where the girls in the Crime Mob group, they were doing it too. Hey, man, the whole Crime Mob was jumping off stage too, cuz. Like, that was our shit. You know what I'm saying? That was our shit.
Yeah.
Trillville, like when I was with, like, deep down, you know, because me and Trivia, we'd have some little beef or whatever. It wasn't me and the whole Trivia. It was just me and my partner, Don P. We'd have some beef. But when we get on that stage, nigga, like, nigga, we would light that bitch up. We would like that. And he, look, Trivia with me, too. Like, we didn't give a fuck. We was on some real dumb shit, cuz. Like, for real. Like, the song, the shit that we were talking about, we were really with that shit. You know what I'm saying? We wasn't shying away from that shit. They actually didn't even, they took us off the Vibe Awards because we were too lit. Because we got into some while we was in Cali. And they were like, nah, we don't want that energy. We don't want that energy.
Yeah. I feel you. Shout out to everybody in the building. Roku TV, Signature Series Network, Zodiac TV, who else? Fire TV, everybody with us, man. My man Scrappy in the building with me. Scrappy, how's bad, man? How's the family, man?
Everybody good, man. Everybody good.
Is loving hip hop a gift and a curse for you? Was it a gift or was it a complete curse for you?
It was a gift and a curse, just like everything else in life. You know what I'm saying? I think I went so hard with that shit. Niggas was they be asking me. They were like, "You still with the rap shit?" Cause I went so hard with it. I had got so fed up with rap at one time. I was like, I just want to be on TV. I'm cool with this other shit. I'm cool with rap. I'm cool with that shit. Cause it, you know, I started listening. I'm like, damn, they made it so hard for me to get in. Talking about like, oh, that ain't rap. You got to be saying some shit. You got to make real music. And to hear that my music is real music and set the trend for everything that came out the South when it come to young niggas. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I had to back up. You know, I was still in the studio working on my craft, carving it, watching this shit, how it go down, how it play. Cause I be thinking sometimes when these niggas, like, they walk away from the game, they try to come back in, but don't try to educate themselves and don't try to see what the fuck really going on.
Yeah.
I be feeling like, man, y'all niggas is dumb, bro. Y'all ain't no real student of the game. Y'all don't really love this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah.
I love this shit because this shit took me out the hood. You know what I'm saying? This shit helped me raise my daughter. You know what I'm saying? Helped me, it kept me going. Like, them publishing checks when everything fell down, man, the publishing shit came good for a nigga. So I know that I got that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, shit, you know, let me step back in. You know what I'm saying? Let me step back in and tamper with this shit a little bit and really go all in the time. Cause even when I was young, I wasn't all the way in it. Like, it was niggas doing that shit for me. You know what I'm saying? It was labels and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I did that shit. I was doing that shit myself at first, but I got so hot, nigga, they came and got my ass. I was fresh out of, nigga, I was fresh out of boot camp, nigga, and heated my shit up, and them nigga came and got my ass, nigga.
Big shout to Pretty Lou in the building, man. He got one of the hottest shows out there with me, man, out here in these Instagram shows. Sharnice Watts, I appreciate you too. Going back to some of your records, you got a record called Out the Faucet. You got
Yeah.
Go Sheila. Talk to me about these two records here.
I got who? I ain't hear the last one.
You have some records that I end up touching, breaking out here,
Yeah.
like Go Sheila. You know what I mean?
Well, you can't say that Ghost Shield ain't came out yet.
Wow.
That was
So
for
I
you.
definitely got the exclusive.
That was for you.
Yeah,
I look, I hope who I'm signed to ain't looking at it like this nigga here. This motherfucker.
that should go hard, man. And
I
ladies and gentlemen,
appreciate
I promise you, you're gonna hear it again from me this week, man. So y'all know what I'm talking about. But yeah, man. Like, and what about Out the Faucet?
Well, it's called Dripping Now.
You switched up on me.
Yeah, I switched up on it. I put out the faucet just like a test tube. You know what I'm saying? Like trying to see what I got, how I can connect with the people, see if that shit. You know, like I say, you gotta do your research. You can't hop right back. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? That you gotta go through some shit. But I'm that artist that gotta go through the shit. I'm that artist that in my journey, niggas like to hold they nuts. You know what I'm saying? So I have to go against that. I have to go against all the niggas that's holding they nuts because all them niggas used to be around me and they feel like they better than me now. You know what I'm saying? So I being one of them, I have to work a little harder. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like it's cool because I'm still young. I mean, I came in young. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of helped me. Even me coming back in right now helped me because it's all new. Nobody cares about the old shit. You feel what I'm saying? They like, damn, I want to hear the new shit. What's up?
I definitely could agree with that, man. And I think you said that to me one time when I brought you to Playhouse. I think it was for your birthday, matter of fact. Happy
Yeah.
belated birthday, by the way.
Appreciate it.
You was just like, damn, Epps, man, for a nigga to just see you just still doing it and keep on doing it. And you know what I mean? You gave me my flowers that day on your birthday, you know what I mean? And I appreciated that, man. So but at the same time, I couldn't have done it without guys like you. You know what I mean? That take time out to come in my city and be like, yo, I'm fucking with Epps. I'm gonna go
Yeah.
hit him up at the club. I'm gonna
Yeah.
go, we're gonna go have lunch or whatever the case is, man. So I really appreciate that, man. And you and your family always show me love since
Nah,
day one.
I ain't gonna lie, I
And I put
appreciate
money
you,
in your
Epps.
pocket because that's what's most important. We
Yeah,
break bread with each other.
definitely put money in my pocket. You know what I'm saying? Like, that know what I'm saying? Like, I my homeboy, which is my business partner, we got the committed ENT. You know what I'm saying? Me and my nigga Chu. Y'all can hear him at Chew Your Dig if y'all trying to get me any music, beats, whatever, at Chew Your Dig. I'm finna type it in right now. Me and Chew told me straight up, he was like, he said, your rap shit is on point.
It is.
And he said, your rap shit is on point. But he was like, people fuck with you because you fuck with people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get out there and you really, and I don't really be trying to get out there. I just be doing what I do, what, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit, staying in the hotel don't click to me. You know what I'm saying? Unless I'm tired, extra tired, and I'm done. But I like to get out, my nigga. Like, when I'm in Miami, I don't stay on the beach. You know what I'm saying? I go fuck with my niggas in the hood and go around, you know what I'm saying? Go eat some, go to the little Haiti, you know what I'm saying? You know, go to the Haiti spot, you feel me? Go holler at my nigga Cap Money, you know what I'm saying? Young Capo down there. You know, and I get around, bro. I fuck around with, you know what I'm saying? Like, I be in the hood out there, and the motherfucker be like, "What you doing, nigga? I'm where I'm comfortable at." You feel me? Even in the A, everywhere I go, though, everywhere I go, I just like to touch the people because when I'm doing my shows,
Combo, what up, baby?
them the motherfuckers that got me giving me that energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fans, you know what I'm saying? I at first I ain't fuck with fans. I just be like after that big decline I had, I ain't fuck with fans because I remember when everybody used to be like, "I love you, I love you, bro, I love you." Women like, "I love you, oh my God," you know what I'm saying? Passing out, I'm like, "Wrong with them," you know what I'm saying? And then the next thing you know, everybody like, "Who that is? What's your name? I know him from somewhere." You know what I'm saying? How easy they forget, you know what I'm saying? But I came back. And as soon as I came back, me and my fans got attached, just like we never left. And only reason they wasn't like fucking with me, because I wasn't fucking with them. I wasn't giving them nothing to fuck with. You know what I'm saying? But the old shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what can you do for a motherfucker? I mean, what are you gonna say? Like, "Oh, they don't fuck, man." I mean, shit, we fuck with you, but we into the music. We always been into the music with you. You know what I'm saying? So
I totally
I got to
feel
get back into that and give them that personality, which is fucking with the people and making the music, and it connect once, you know.
speaking about personality, like, you know, when you was running through that G Unit era, do you feel like you wish that you could have kept your relationship 50 more solid? Not to say that you guys have problems, but would like to keep your relationship with him more solid, maybe to make, you know, go into the TV world, even though I know you.
No, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, I was talking to 50 for a long time still to this day. And one day I woke up and I was blocked. You know what I'm saying? I was like, "What happened? Like, what going on?" You know what I'm saying?
50
And
block you?
50 blocked me. And I ain't never had no problem with 50. Me and 50 ain't never had no problem, but then I
You
seen
weird like that sometimes.
No, but when I seen the interview and they was like, who I think Who Kid was like, "Hey, would you like to see like a movie with the G Unit? You know, everybody, the NWA, everybody doing movies and shit." And he was like, "I just want to see it disappear. I don't really care about that." I felt them. I felt like shit that when you look at it, turn sour. You don't want to think about that shit, cause like I mean, especially if you got the. I mean, everybody had a right in their life after they done helped people to move on. You know what I'm saying? And I was scrappy before I met 50. You know what I'm saying? 50 was a 50 was an olive branch that God gave me. You know what I'm saying? Because I was in a crazy situation at the time, and I done been through a lot of crazy situations where God then gave me an olive branch, and I appreciate 50 for being there. All that shit, man. Because I'm still be me. I'm still look at me like I'm still eating. People still see me. I'm still getting money. Like 50 not fucking with me ain't gonna fuck my life up. You know what I'm saying? Like it'll never do that. You know what I'm saying? Because 50 was the reason why my life went up at one point. You know what I'm
I
saying?
love that.
So I appreciate that
You gotta
shit,
appreciate
and
that,
that's all he got to do for me. I ain't no asker. I ain't no beggar. You ain't got to do shit, my nigga, but be you. And I feel like 50 one of them real niggas. You know what I'm saying? He one of them real niggas that got money and he helped, and he's going up the ladder, and he continuously help people. You know what I'm saying?
I skipped that comment from him, and if that's the direction you know his mind was going with that comment, I feel him too. I feel
Yeah.
him too. You
Yeah,
know what I
like
mean?
ain't nobody got time, 'cause you know, sometimes it's a lot of negative shit they be coming up with that shit.
Well, I was about to ask you know, I witnessed a lot of negative shit in the pandemic. I seen a lot of whole shit. I seen a lot of people switch out. I seen masks done fall off. I got bit. You know what I mean? I seen a lot of fuck shit go on though.
Yeah.
Did you go
Now,
through anything that made you change your attitude?
I've been going through that my whole life though. You know
Yeah,
what I'm
I know.
saying? Like
I could imagine it. Let's say
I'm talking
last
about
year.
no, I'm for real, bro. Like my whole life. So when that shit hit like that though, I was sitting there like, shit, like I got street niggas. that be with me. I know the plan when it go down. You know what I'm saying? The pandemic turned to the plandemic. You feel what I'm saying? What we doing? I mean, because it puts you in that desperate situation, especially if you ain't been. Just take a young dude that just got out there. He making money in the industry, just doing shows and shit, and then all the shows stop completely. If you a real nigga, you a real. I ain't gonna say real man. If you a real hustler, then you gonna go do what you got to do to take care of the house. That's it. I mean, ain't nothing else to it. Whether you gotta get locked up and do it or what. I mean, what else do you do? Sit there and look at your kids and be everybody look at the family and be like, "Hey man, we just gonna chill, smoke a blunt." You ain't got no money to get no weed. You feel what I'm saying? Like, so niggas is trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, get their shit right. You know what I'm saying? Niggas were trying to get their shit right. That shit, the scamming shit went up another notch. You know what I'm saying? And you felt it because Miami is high on that shit. Miami the number one when it comes to that scamming. You know what I'm saying? Like, dead ass. You feel me? But it's like, I knew what to expect because I done been there. I'm from the hood. I done been in desperate situations. You know what I'm saying? The way you got to just do what you got to do. As long as you know what I'm saying, put down your manhood, or compromise your manhood or your family, then you straight, nigga. Do what you got to do.
What you say? Compromise your manhood?
Yeah, as long as you don't do that, you know what I'm saying? Don't compromise your manhood. Don't be out here, you know what I'm saying, sucking dick, bending over, ass backward. You know what I'm saying? Getting plucked. You know what I'm saying? By the industry or by nobody else, just and trying to get it.
You're a type of nigga that'll probably be quick to punch somebody in the face.
Nope,
How
nope,
is it?
nope, 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 not no
Maybe
more.
back in the days. Maybe back in the
Yeah,
days.
back in the day, but not, nah,
Okay,
not now.
so I'm gonna ask you this. What is it? What does it take for you to turn a cheek and just ignore that bullshit, man? When
Life,
you really want to do that.
life, life, freedom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Money. You know what I'm saying? When I look at my kids always pop up in my head when dumb shit happening. You know what I'm saying? My kids pop up and I be like, man, this suck ass shit. This shit, I don't even, especially if I don't know the motherfucker. Hey man, look, talk all that shit. Nigga, get on the bullhorn, nigga, and talk crazy, nigga. Tell him Scrappy ain't shit. Scrappy a suck ass nigga. He a fuck boy, bitch ass nigga, all that. Cause get what, nigga? It's a whole bunch of niggas doing it. You just doing it on the bullhorn,
Yeah.
nigga. You feel me? I don't
Yeah.
give a fuck. That shit ain't you. I didn't listen. That shit didn't get me here, and it ain't gonna take me from here. God put me here. See,
Right, right.
I'm one of them niggas, bro. Like, and be honest with you, I'm one of them niggas that my daddy was a preacher and my mama sold big dope, nigga. And I live with both of them. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying?
Yeah.
So I live with both of them. So I got good influence on both sides. I know the streets and I know the spirituality. You know what I'm saying? I know my spirituality. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah.
and I'm solid. And I look at that shit. I look at how I used to act. I used to act like these niggas. So no way in the fuck I'm finna act like them niggas now. That was when I was a kid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nah, bro. Ain't no way in the fuck I'm finna act like the a little nigga that go to my daughter's school. You feel what I'm saying? Ain't no way I'm finna talk like you. Nigga, I don't even sound like you, nigga. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? Like, I don't even sound, we from the same place, but I don't even sound like you, nigga, cause I'm grown, nigga. I'm a grown ass man, nigga. I got kids to feed. I got bills to pay for, nigga. Nigga, I got dreams to conquer, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't finna be with all that shit, nigga. I look at a nigga and I be like, hey, bro. One day, nigga, God gonna touch you, bro. One day, and if he don't, man, God bless you, my nigga.
That
You know what I'm saying?
yeah,
God
that's
bless you, my
real right
nigga,
there. That's real.
cause I'm gonna tell you, bro, niggas be trying to, they don't really be hard. Them niggas just be trying to prove themselves to niggas. I ain't finna prove myself to nan, nigga, so for real, nigga, I'd be good, nigga. I'd be straight, cause everybody hang with killers. Everybody hang with dope boy. Everybody hang with lame niggas. Everybody hang with snitches. They all there. Everybody there. You just gotta look for them. You'll find them. You know what I'm saying? You gotta watch yourself. Real talk.
Real talk, real talk. We're gonna get up out of here, man. Got like a couple of more minutes. Listen, man. Little Birdie told me you're doing KOD on Thursdays coming up soon over
Yes,
there
sir.
in Atlanta.
LD's ATL, Jack. You feel me?
So they so I got booked to do my birthday bash April 10th and 11th. I'm gonna be at Ace Atlanta, and I'm gonna be at a new party called No Trap Sundays. So, and then you know KOD heard that I'm coming, so they told me come celebrate your birthday with Scrappy and Carly Red. I was like, hell's yeah, let's do this.
I don't know. Hey man, you know I just get the check, man. I don't be knowing, man. I just get my check. I don't know what day.
Either way, whether the check is there or not there, that day we gonna make sure something happens because you're gonna. Hey, I'm coming to your city. You gotta come fuck with me,
bro. Listen, let me tell you something. When you get here, you ain't gotta worry about where we going. You gotta worry about where we at, Jack.
Real talk, I got you.
Cause we go, hey, Atlanta on fire right now. Big, big.
I believe it, and that's why I'm coming to celebrate my birthday over there with you, man.
Hey, and check it out. When you get here, yeah. Wifey got a whole get down, bro. She got a store, right? Uh-huh. Man, that motherfucker, like, I don't know what that money. That motherfucker, you can get your hair done. You can get your goddamn haircut. You can get, well, you can't get your haircut. You can get your hair done. You can get your goddamn eyelashes done. You can buy clothes. All kinds of shit up in that motherfucker. They even got accessories up in that motherfucker.
Yeah. Definitely. I'm going to go ahead and check that out for sure. I'm going to hit you up when I get there, man. Scrappy, I appreciate you hanging out with me, my nigga.
House of Shimmer, nigga. I'll let your boy, nigga. Love, G.
You know what it is, family. Everybody follow my man, Lil Scrappy. More music, more parties coming your way, man. DJ Epps and friends. Weeknights, 10 p.m. Eastern. We love you. Roku TV, Fire TV. We all appreciate you, man. Signature Series, Zodiac TV.
Love and Hip Hop, VH1 next Monday. Y'all already know what it is.
Oh, can't wait to see what's about to go down.
You know.